In 2014, I quit my job as a CPA in Italy and I moved to the United States to improve my English. This is how my entrepreneurial journey started, and since then, I've been focusing on growing myself to grow my business. In this podcast, I just want to create a collection of all the lessons that I learned through my mistakes and the success that came from the wins, going through all the stories, the fan facts, and the anecdotes that I've been experiencing through this journey. My name is Cristina, and let's start collecting picture memories. A lesson that I've recently learned with my business, as I promised, I would share all the lessons and everything that happens daily over here. I want to share this with you because I recently hired a person to work as a store manager in my business. In this time, I decided to make a different choice from all the people I hired in the past. So this time, I wanted to hire an expert. An expert in that role, because I was never a store manager. I learned to become one. I know how to manage my store, but in my way, I just learned by experience. I don't have a training. I didn't study for it. I don't know. So I do what I think is the best for my business, but I really wanted to hire somebody who would tell me, you know, Cristina, you're missing this piece. You're missing this report. You're missing this analysis. You're missing, you don't know that you need to put this product into this shelf instead of in that shelf. So I was looking for the expert in anything that pertains that role. And I hired somebody who had an expert, like an experience for like more than a couple of decades in Big Corp America, in a retail chain. And I really like her. I really like the vibes. I like the personality. I like the work ethic. I like a very hard worker. But the problem is, and it's part of what I realized, is it's very different. And I knew that before. It's very different to work for corporate America and work for a small business. So when you look for the expert in a role, you have to be very careful in detecting the presence of certain skills, I would say, for the role. That I'm sure that for a corporate America, one person is perfect, but this person can be perfect for the small business if this person doesn't understand what makes a small business a small business. So I realized that and working with my business coach as well on that, like, yes, I was not trained to be a store manager, but keep doing that for many years. I became the expert for my business to be the store manager. And I had to really change my mindset about hiring for this position. Every time that I hired in the past, I hired people that I needed to train and say, hey, this is how we do it here. This is what I want you to learn. You ask me for anything, I'll be happy to show you how to do things. This time I wanted somebody to tell me. But the thing is, I really learned that when you hire somebody for a small business, you're always going to be the expert. And you have to hire asking them to learn the way you do it here. Make them feel comfortable in doing it the way you do it here. And then ask them to make it better, to improve the way you do it here. But the starting point, the baseline, is whatever you have been doing for a long time. And try to find things or ways when that can be improved a little by little, but don't let people do it. Like say, hey, if you think that something needs to be changed, change it. No. You need them to take the time to learn why you do things, to ask questions. Why do you do this way? Have you ever thought about doing it that way? Why don't you consider to do it that way? And then doing a little change at the time and measure their results. Like a small example, I have a very quick example of what happened here. When I had this person starting to work here, we have what we call emotional buying. So we have small, single wrap chocolate in front of the register, okay? So when you're there waiting for us to ring you up, you're like, oh, let me take two chocolates. And people buy them only because they are there. We put there in other places in the store before and it never worked. We never sold a chocolate and they ended up expiring. Now we're selling a lot of chocolate. Now it makes a big sales for us, but they sell there. So after a couple of weeks that she was working here with me, she decided to buy a different display and put them in a different section. And inside of me, I'm like, this is so wrong. This is going to work only because it's an emotional buying for people. If we put it in, like, further away from the register, nobody's going to care. Nobody's going to buy. The sales are going to be like half. So, but I'm like, Christina, she's the expert. Let her do it. Like, trust her. And I did it. I let her do it. And I'm like, we're going to measure the result in a couple of weeks. So after 2 weeks, the sales dropped like more than half, like more than 50%. And I started to like be very hard on me, as I always do. I'm like, Christina, you knew better. You let her do it, but you knew better. And that is when I started to realize that I made the bad call. I made the wrong call. I shouldn't hire for an expert because I became the expert for my small business. Maybe one day I'm going to scale the business and I'm going to have multiple locations and I'm going to become big corp. I don't know. And that it might be the case where I need somebody with that kind of call. But to me, it was missing the retail base. Like, you don't put emotional buying further from the register, or the way you display things. You don't hide things. You need to make the prices really big because you don't have to have the customer struggling with finding the price. So I really think that you always have to check with you on the mindset that is behind your decision. Because for me, I underestimate what I know and my skills 100% of the times. So I'm like, maybe there's somebody who knows better. But I have to say that I think that now I realize that I know better, especially when it pertains to my customers, how to treat my customers, why we are different than somebody else. And this is the way I want my company to run. Like, I want people to fit into the company culture. And this is the first thing that a new hire should prove you. I fit here. Because the problem with me is that everybody loves to be here. Everybody's in love with the company culture. I'm like, I've never found a boss like you. I never found a company like this. I feel so happy. This is my happy place. Great. I love that. But you also have to become part of it. You can't be the different person here. Like, our customers, for example, ask us a lot of personal questions, and I don't mind. I mean, they become my friends. Like, most of them consider me their best friend, and I'm so happy and I'm so grateful for that. You can't be a person who doesn't appreciate that. Like, I want to create connection. And it's so funny because when I first started with my business, I didn't want to talk to people. I was so afraid. I was like, I was hiding in the office. And then when they were asking who's the owner, I was always hiding. I'm like, it's not me. And now I see the value that brings to them. Like, they really want to talk to me. And it's so fulfilling. I mean, I love to be there for them. I can't be there too much, but when I can help them making a gift, picking the products and helping them and making their life easier, for me, there's nothing better than that. And it has to be present in the person that you're going to hire for the store. So it's just a reminder for myself, like, Christina, you know better. Don't underestimate yourself. And for so many people out there who think that, oh, but I don't know it because I was not trained for that. I don't have a degree for that. But we become an expert by doing things, by repetition. Repetition is the mother of all skills, like Tony Robbins says. It's like, yeah, I'm an expert because I did it so many times that now I know how to do it. And I know better than anyone else because nobody did it for my business like I did. So I'm the expert. How about you? Hey, podcast family. If you're more of a visual learner or just love watching someone talk with their hands as much as I do, you've got to check out this episode on YouTube. I didn't realize how much I move my hands while talking until I would watch the video myself. As a true Italian, I'm practically a human marionette. So don't miss out half of my passionate speech. Subscribe to our Healthy Italia YouTube channel that you can find below, and never miss my hands talking ever again. I'll see you there.